In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, or this week's episode, we don't have a topic again.
we don't have a topic because we just like freewheeling it.
We like to go commando on our episodes now, apparently.
Apparently.
Which is funny because we just talked about that last time.
Right?
When we first got on, I asked Sarah how it's going, and she very lengthily took a pause and then said, "It's going." So, Sarah, care to indulge us in what's going on?
Okay, well, I can't go into all the details on the podcast.
Is it herpes?
It is not herpes. I just sent you a picture of my test results.
Those could be faked.
Oh my God. The card is not fake. Thank you. Anyway, so yeah, but I'll give James all the juicy details later. But for the podcast, that's all I can reveal at this time.
Not you nosy bitches.
Not you nosy bitches. I see you.
Well, anything else? How's everything else going? School?
School is going okay. Except for me doing the completely wrong assignment.
Did you get that fixed? Like,
I did get it fixed.
I mean, like, turned it in, but did...
Yeah.
Did you have a conversation with your instructor and ask if you could get... Like, let them know the situation?
No. I think a bunch of people in my course did the same thing. Like, got ahead of themselves and posted the wrong thing. So she just gave everybody like a small extension on it.
Oh, that's good.
So I wasn't the only person who apparently was struggling with it. So, which, I mean, yay, good for me. But other than that, I have an interview on Tuesday
for that's exciting.
An infant teacher position. So it'd be 40 hours a week.
Yeah. Pay didn't
$17 an hour.
I was gonna say the pay didn't sound like it was. I mean, that's good, I guess, but
it's $2 more than I'm making now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I either need a whole new job, like a full-time job with more money than what I'm doing now, or I need a second job.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't really want to quit where I'm working because I like my coworkers, and you know, that's a big deal to me. Like, I like the work environment. I don't mind the work. The problem is just that there's not enough of it where they could give me, you know, 40 hours a week. And even so, 40 hours a week for $15 an hour is just not going to cut it anymore.
Yeah. So. I don't see how anyone can live on $15 an hour. I mean, I haven't for the longest time, so I wouldn't know.
I don't recommend it. It's rough. TBH.
Well, it is a holiday weekend. Do you have anything fun planned for Labor Day weekend?
I'm going to Shrine which is the sex club.
Oh, I mean, it could be painful. You never know. Hopefully not.
It would be painful in a way I wanted it to be if it was. But like, other than that, no. I'm working. I originally was off this weekend, but one of my coworkers quit because of health reasons. And then another coworker.
Herpes.
Another coworker is sick. So.
Herpes.
So, yeah, so I'm working all weekend. I originally wasn't even supposed to work today, but said coworker was sick and they had nobody else. So.
Well, that's fun. I don't really know how to go from there. I do not work this weekend, and I actually have Monday off, which is surprising because we usually work the holidays at a distribution center. But this Monday we don't. So nice. Fun times.
I'm working Monday.
What am I going to be doing? No idea.
Nothing.
I mean, I really need to like straighten up around the house. Do like some fall cleaning.
I finally just got my room all set up, which is nice.
Oh, that's nice. It's cooling-ish down there.
It is cooling-ish.
Are you going to have the lesbians help you put together your tricycle?
Yes.
And then you can play that that one song, I Ride My Bicycle.
Yes, I would play that song. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So we went. Ooh, I have a story to tell you. You know it, but the people on the audience don't. So... last Sunday, we went to the movies, and we went to Providence Place Mall, which is just the mall that's in Providence. It's a pretty big mall. And I was like, well, I've never been to the Cheesecake Factory, so let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. But before we went there, we went to the mall and walked around for a little bit. I bought some shoes. I bought my first pair of Doc Martens. I like them a lot. They're comfortable. Sarah's just shaking her head. She's not saying anything because I don't know why.
Because it just makes me giggle anytime somebody mentions Doc Martens, because they were created by a Nazi doctor who had weak ankles. So like...
Fun. Well, I'm wearing some Nazi memorabilia, apparently, by Sarah's standards. Jesus.
No, not by my standards. I'm just saying. I'm laughing at the weak ankles, my guy.
I mean,
weak ankles.
Anyways, so we went to that, and then we went to the Cheesecake Factory. And Sarah knows this because I already told her and our friend Sam. But while we were sitting at the Cheesecake Factory waiting for our food to come, this group of like six couples came and sat next to us, and while we were sitting there waiting, I saw something run across the floor, and I was like, well, maybe it was just a shadow of something. And I was like, did you see that? To Ryan, and the girl next to me said, did you see that too? It was a mouse. I was like, I know, I thought I was seeing things. And then like, so she had her feet up, and like the couples at the table were talking, and they were trying to figure out what to do with it and where it went. And then it ran back under our table and was like hanging out next to Ryan for a few seconds. And then it ran from our table to the couple behind us. And the woman at the table was shrieking. her husband got up and stood up and was trying to find the mouse. And then she put her feet in his chair or his seat because they were sitting on benches. And she was shrieking, and one of the employees came and got the mouse and took it outside and got rid of it. And then the manager came to us first and talked to us and said, we just wanted to check and see if you guys were okay and apologize. And I was like, we're fine. You should check on her. And I pointed at the woman that was screaming, and she goes, no, I will next, but I just wanted to come and say we apologize, and we just wanted to check and see if everything was okay.
Yeah, yeah, I will. I'll deal with Karen in a minute, but...
I said, yes, we're fine. And then she walked over and talked to them and then came over and talked to the couples next to us. And we ate our food and moved on. And I won't go back there, not because of the mouse situation. I just, the food that I got wasn't very, it wasn't very good. And it wasn't worth what we paid.
Fair. Reasonable.
It was very, so I got chicken and waffles because it was during brunch time. And I didn't realize, and I'm sure it said in the menu and I just didn't see it. It was like a butterscotch syrup instead of like a regular maple syrup or a pancake syrup. Oh. So it was like, it was gross. And I was like, I would have rather had hot sauce and like just sprinkled hot sauce over it or something.
Yeah.
But then we went to the movies and I walked in and I was like, these movie seats, these theater seats are disgusting. They're like the old, like... they installed them in the 90s when they first built the movie theater.
Oh, God.
And they're the seats that they recline and you can't make them not recline.
Oh.
So it was very uncomfortable the entire time. And I told Ryan, I'm like, we're never going back there. And if we do, we're going to buy the seat on either side of us so that no one can sit next to us. And we're going to purchase 4 tickets. Because I don't want to sit next to anyone in that. I would like to have my room, because I usually, the theater we usually go to just down the road in Attleboro, or up the road in Attleboro, has those reclining seats. And they're comfortable. And I can, like, cross my leg and be comfortable in the seat.
Right.
Well, this one I couldn't. So I had to, like,
sit
with,
like,
my knee bent the entire time.
Oh yeah, so it's not like an actual reclining recliner.
No, it's just those seats that like go back. They don't.
Oh, the tilt.
Yeah, they tilt.
I hate those seats.
Yeah, they sucked, and I hated it. And I was like, I'm glad we didn't have to pay full fare for this because this sucks.
Oh yeah, no, that would have sucked.
So we did that, and that was. I mean, the movie was okay. I enjoyed it, and I was telling Ryan, do you want to see it?
I do, but I'm not going to remember any spoilers.
Well, it's not really a spoiler, but the actual, what it's about, and kind of like the under story is more, it's less about like possession and that type of stuff, and it's more kind of a commentary on drug use, and how it affects the lives of people.
Okay.
Like, that's what I got from it. It was less... And I'm talking about... Let You In or something. What is it called? Talk to Me. Thank you, yeah. So Talk to Me, the movie. It's a good Australian... Like, it's an Australian horror movie about possession and where they, like, hold the hand of... it's a mummified medium's hand. And... they see like a spirit and ask the spirit to come into them for 90 seconds and then it kind of gives them like a high afterwards.
Okay.
So it talks about that, but then it's like, it's more of a commentary on drug use and what happens, that type of thing. So, but it was a good movie. I liked it. I could have waited to just see it at home.
You know.
But I mean, I'm glad we only paid $4 a ticket for it.
I am happy for you that you only paid $4 a ticket for it. That's pretty cool though that it was only $4. So,
which I guess there were like it was everywhere was $4 for tickets.
Yeah, I found out after that it was everywhere.
Bitch, that's not true. I told you. You could have looked it up.
Why would I have looked it up? I literally thought it was just a thing going on at your theater.
I said I didn't know if it was everywhere or if it was just here.
That's true. You did.
Yeah.
So I meant to say I was wrong.
I don't know what you just said, but don't cuss at me.
I didn't curse at you. Anyway. What are you... I was going to ask a question, then I lost it.
I'm not doing anything this weekend. I have school stuff to do. But this week is really light because we don't have an assignment due because it's the second to last week. And in this week, we only have a discussion board, and then there's a... So it's like reading... It's like, I don't really even know what it's called, but it's like stuff you're supposed to do after you read it. And I've never read the entire chapter so far. And then just finished it anyways. But it's basically just like an e-learning that you answer questions about the chapter readings.
Okay. Oh yeah. I have a humanities assignment due this weekend that I need to read the book for. Oh my God. Let me tell you about this day that I had today. Okay. So yesterday I was like, oh shit, I need to go get my testing updated, my STI STD testing updated. And for those of you who don't always get tested, it's important.
Yeah, I just got my finger pricked today.
Yeah,
well, I did it myself though.
Oh, I didn't do it myself. The nice gentleman named Zach did it for me. But anyway,
and I peed into a little. So. Sorry, go ahead. I'll tell my version after you tell yours.
I also peed into a cup. So, for the record.
Mine wasn't a cup, though. But go ahead.
luckily, I didn't have to do the backside swab.
I did.
I didn't, but that's because... I got tested more recently than that has occurred. So, but anyway, so I had to go get tested, and I was supposed to get tested sooner than this. I was going to get tested sooner than this. I did not mean to leave it to the last minute. I was going to do it on Wednesday because I had the day off on Wednesday. Completely spaced it. Completely forgot. Did not go and do that on Wednesday. Yesterday, I remembered, but I got there too late. So where I go, because I live in Austin, Texas, I go to the Kind Clinic, which is specifically for members of the LGBTQIA+ community. Because they, you know, they offer free STI, STD testing, and they offer different services for people in the community, like gender affirming care and whatnot. So anyway, so I prefer to go to them. I went there because they're a small clinic. They got overrun in the afternoon, so they ended up having to close the testing early so that they could catch up with all the people who were there waiting. And so I got there after they had just put up the sign. I was so mad. So anyway, so a lovely person who worked there, I'm not sure what their pronouns were, but they were lovely, wearing the most amazing high heels. Anyway, they told me, they were like, oh, you can go to Vivint. And they'll take care of you. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Except the Vivint was also getting ready to close. So I was just like, I'm not even going to go over there tonight because that's just going to be a waste of my time. So then today, I woke up super early. I left. I went. I got my testing done. Got my finger pricked. And then while I was there... I was like, oh, you know what I should do? Because I've been trying to get my Texas history textbook for the last week and a half. The website is broken. It won't work. I don't know what's going on with it. Anyway, the one college campus that has it in stock, I just happened to be right by it. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go get this done. And the school is set up weird. It's four buildings combined in one. So there's the 1,000 building, and then there's the 2,000 building. And then there's the 4,000 building, and then the 3,000 building. Like, I was like, okay, all right, fine. I found my way. I figured it out. Okay. I felt very intelligent. And I got lucky and I got the last copy of this fucking book. And then I went home and I had just enough time to get home, eat something, and then go to work.
Well, that sounds like a fun day. I'm glad you got your book and you got your STI testing done.
Yep. I'm all clean. The only one that they had to send off for is the gonorrhea and chlamydia. But like,
everybody knows you have that.
Everybody already knows I have that. So, but I was clear for HIV, hepatitis, and syphilis. Because well, those results you get the same day.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, talking about my status here, because it's important that we destigmatize STIs and STDs.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason, so I signed up on Mister, which is where like you can go and sign up for PrEP. Mm-hmm. And so they sent me a test kit. And if, for those of you who don't know, it's pre-exposure prophylaxis, is what PrEP stands for. And it is a HIV prevention drug. And before you can actually get, where you can actually get it prescribed, you have to take STI tests to confirm that you don't have HIV. You don't have any, I guess it doesn't really matter if for,
it's like,
for PrEP, so you just need to know you there.
Yeah, you just need to know your status.
Yeah, but they wanted to check for everything. So they send the little, so it's a fun kit. Well, I don't want to say fun. It's a kit that they send, and there's two swabs, one for your mouth and one for your butt.
Yep.
And I almost vomited from the one for my mouth.
Same.
Which is funny, because the other thing doesn't make me vomit or doesn't make me gag. And so, but
same.
I got both of those done. And then so the urine kit, you pee into, it's a cardboard box, but it's got like a plastic liner in it. Oh. And like you construct it into like a little cup. And then they also have this little like pipette thing that you take it out of and put it into the little vial.
Okay.
And it's a little vial that you send off. And then they send you these little like spring-loaded pricker things with a needle in them that prick your finger to do the blood testing.
Yeah.
And then you have to fill a little card. It's like five. You had to fill 10 little circles with my blood. And I'm going to take it and drop it off tomorrow because I just finished it today.
Nice.
So that was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, my finger actually doesn't hurt as badly as when I last had it done at Kind.
That was the worst part. And if I could have, I would have made someone else do it, because it took me at least 10 minutes to work myself up to
pricking my finger. You had to like really build yourself up for it, huh?
Yeah, I hate it. And it's fine now. It kind of feels like I have, like where I pricked myself, it feels like I have like a splinter or something there.
Right. I have a bruise, but yeah. No, like I've never had issues with needles, because I have a lot of health issues. So I spent the majority of my childhood in and out of the hospital, and I constantly had to get like IVs and shit like that. So like no issues with needles, but there's something about having to do it yourself.
Yeah.
That is just awful. It's the worst. I hate it. That was the worst part for me for the egg retrieval stuff that I had to do. Because I had to give myself shots every single day. And I had to give myself multiple shots every single day. And that was fucking awful.
I will say, with this kit, it came with a video, an instructional video. So there were actually two. There's one that's just on YouTube where anyone can go and view it. It's called Prep Misters At Home Prep and STI Testing Kit Instructional Video with Billy Francesca.
Oh, fancy. Okay.
So this very, very nicely dressed person named Billy Francesca in a black and white gown, black and white dress and heels walks you through how to do your testing.
Okay.
Very funny video.
They just have like little pictures that show you how to do it at the clinic.
But that was fun. I mean, that was today. I worked and then I did that, and we went and got Ryan's car today.
Oh yeah.
They said it was supposed to be ready yesterday, but then she called me yesterday and she was like, "It is ready. I just want to like clean it, and we want to like take a buffer and buff the driver's side too, so it's nice and clean for you guys."
So well, she was like, "That was nice of them."
Yeah. So she was like, "Would you like to just come and collect it tomorrow?" And I said, "Yeah, that's fine. I was gonna ask if we could just wait until Friday to come and pick it up, anyways." Because Ryan was working and I just let him take my car to work yesterday. But we went and got it and it looks good. And his gas flap is working again. So that's nice.
Yay.
I'm going to file a complaint with Progressive because it was ridiculous. So if anyone that has been following this accident saga, I filed my claim on August 5th. No, it wasn't August 5th. It was, when was that? Un momento, por favor.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, we could probably look it up. Why can I not?
It was, so the accident happened. That's July, not August. The accident happened on August 5th. I filed my claim on August 7th. They did not reach out to me at all that week. I had to call them on Thursday and ask for someone to call me. No, I waited until the next week on Tuesday and called on the 15th. And I said, "I don't know what is going on, but no one has contacted me." No, I called them Monday, actually, on the 14th. And I said, "No one has called me. I filed this accident claim on the 7th, and no one's reached out to me yet. And I've tried to call my claims representative that's assigned in the app, and they didn't answer their phone. I've asked them to message or to call me on the app." So, like, I put information in, and then, like I said, I checked back and they hadn't answered. And then I requested that they called me because I added something and I asked them to call me and they never called me. So I ended up having to call actually Progressive and complain because I hadn't had anyone reach out to me yet. And I was like, "This is ridiculous. This is over a week. No one's reached out to me. What is going on?" And then she was like, "Okay, it looks like your claims representative is busy. I'm looking at," and she says she's in a meeting, so I can't reach out to her right now. But I will send her a message and make sure she calls you before the end of the day. She didn't call me then before the end of the day. And then the next day she did call me, and that was the only time I had heard from her. So it was the 15th. I actually heard from her. That was the only time during this entire transaction that I have heard from her.
Jesus.
And she like then emailed me and asked me a couple questions and then asked me to send over some stuff. And part of my request or part of my claim I had to buy a new tire for Ryan's car because he was driving it. And I was like, I don't want him to drive it around on a donut.
Right.
So on the 15th, I bought him a new tire and I just paid for it out of my pocket. And I was like, can I get reimbursed for the new tire? And she said, well, why would you get reimbursed for the new tire? I was like, well, because it was damaged in the accident. Why wouldn't I get reimbursed for it if it was damaged in the accident? She's like, oh, okay. That makes sense. So yeah, just send over the invoice and I'll send it over to the claims adjuster and they'll take a look at it. And if they can say yes, then they'll pay you for it. It's like, okay, cool. So I keep getting text messages from the body shop that's doing all the collision repair work, saying your car is going to be ready this date. We're working on it. If we have any issues, we'll contact you. So then I was like, okay, I gave it like a week and a half. Yeah. And I said, okay, so what's going on with the other portion of my claim? So I called and she didn't answer. So I didn't leave her a message the first time I called her. And then I called her again the next day. So this was like the 28th, I want to say. So just Monday or Tuesday. It was the 25th. I called her on Friday and asked her to call me. And I left her a message. And then I waited until Monday. And she didn't call me Monday. So I sent her an email on Monday. And I said, I would really like to know the status of the reimbursement for the tire that I had to pay for. Please give me a call whenever you can, or just send me an email. And I didn't hear anything from her Tuesday. So I called and I complained and I was like, I need another claims rep. Like, this is ridiculous. I had to call and complain the first time. I had to be a Karen this week. Oof. It was like, but I mean, for me, mine is like justifiable, I think. And I'm like, I'm not saying anything that didn't actually happen. And I get people are busy, but you can answer an email.
True.
So I was like, I want to talk to someone about getting a new representative. Because this person, I can never get a hold of her. She's not answering my emails. And I just need to be able to get a hold of someone. So right. They transferred me to someone. He was like, well, let me send you to a supervisor and I'll let you talk to them and they can figure out what to do. I was like, okay, fine. So then he sent me to someone and it went to their voicemail. I was like, I didn't want to go to a voicemail. I wanted to talk to a person. So I was like, okay, I'll leave him a voicemail. And if they don't call me back tomorrow, I will call Progressive. Luckily, she called me back the next day and she was like, well, I can't give you a new claims rep because technically her job is done. I was like, I don't see how her job is done. She was like, well, everything she was supposed to do, which is set you up with the body shop and make sure that the body shop gets paid because they've gotten paid or they will get paid. It's been approved for you to get paid or for the body shop to get paid. And then she was like, so everything that she's supposed to do, so what do you need? I was like, I need to know what the status is of this reimbursement for a tire that I had to purchase. And she goes, oh, okay, well, let me see. And I was like, I sent her this like 2 weeks ago and I have heard nothing from her. I've not even been given like a contact other than her. And she was like, oh, well, you would work with this person. And she spouted off a name and she's like, well, they work for the claims adjusters. And I'm like, okay, I don't have that contact information. I would have liked to have gotten it from Diana, who is the claims rep that I'm supposed to be working with.
Right.
She's the only contact information that I have. If she would have given me that, I wouldn't be calling her or bugging her. I don't care to talk to her. I'm like, she's the only contact information I have. And she's not getting a hold of me. She's not returning my phone calls. She's not answering emails. That's not professional.
Mm-mm.
So I was like, I don't care what you need to do. I want to know the status of this tire reimbursement. It was $151. It's not that much. I get it. But it's $151 that I shouldn't have had to pay.
Right. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it is a lot.
It's a lot of money for me, I guess I should specify. Yeah.
But I did. So after I got off the phone with her, I was like, and I just want to make it understood that this is not okay. And her not contacting me or not answering emails, at least, is not okay. Like, I want to make sure that's understood. And she goes, well, I'll make sure to talk to her about it. And I'll take a look at your claim and make sure that we get that taken care of. And it was like within the hour, they had sent me the thing to put my information in to get reimbursed. I was like, why did it take a phone call for me to get this done? And for me to bitch about it to someone's supervisor.
Why did it take 2 weeks?
Yeah. I was just so frustrated.
If it was that easy, why did it take 2 weeks? I would have been frustrated too. That's some bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Well, she at the end of it, she was like, well, I'll forward it over to your claims adjuster and we'll make sure, we'll see if it, I was like, what do you mean forward it over? Did they not get it already? This is 2 weeks ago. She was like, I don't know. I don't have access to her email, so I wouldn't know if she has or has not sent it over, but I'll make sure it gets sent over. I was like, put this bitch on a probationary period because she is screwing up bad.
Yeah, no joke. Jesus.
Like, this is the third time I've ever had to use my insurance, thankfully, knock on wood. And this is the worst experience I've ever had with Progressive. And I've the other two times it was like nothing. I dropped my car off. They let me know what was going on anytime I asked a question. They let me know when it was supposed to be done and everything was taken care of. Anytime I reached out, I actually got a hold of someone. This time it's like I couldn't get a hold of anyone without having to call Progressive itself and bitch first.
Right. Which is ridiculous. Like, why would you need to do that? Why is that something that you had to do?
Especially when I'm paying as much money as I do for insurance.
I like how you said praying first, because I was going to be like, we both know you are not praying, bitch.
No. Praying on the weak. That's a different spelling. Did you get your office chair put together? No. The face says no, everybody. She didn't get her office chair put together. It can't be that complicated.
It's probably not. I haven't even pulled it out of the box.
She hasn't even opened it. God. And it's not even something you have to do outside, like you were saying about your freaking...
I know.
It's like what I was telling Karen with this. I was like, I shouldn't be doing this with all the car accident stuff. I was like, but I know if I don't do it, it won't get done. Because if I left it up to Ryan, he would still have a wrecked car. And it's like, if someone doesn't freaking put that chair together or that freaking tricycle together for you, you're not going to get it done.
No, I am going to get it done. The problem is that...
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's the problem, Sarah?
The problem is...
What's the problem, Sarah?
It takes me a while because I get distracted and then I tell myself I don't want to do it tonight or like this and I'll just take care of it tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes and then what happens? I either forget about it or I am too busy to actually get it done. So I know this is a problem that I have. I recognize this. I'm working on it. Okay.
That doesn't sound like a problem to me. That just sounds like excuses, Sarah.
Yes, well, when you have executive dysfunction like I do, things get a little weird. Okay, so I decided that I was gonna like muscle my way through my fucking autism / ADHD. And so I bought myself a planner, I bought myself a calendar, I bought myself a food journal so that I could keep track of whether or not I am actually eating. The answer is no. I'm not eating. That's not true. I am eating. I'm just not eating very well or when I should be. But anyway, so I've been writing everything down in the planner, everything down in on the calendar. So this is gonna be the month of change. Okay, Sarah is gonna be a whole new NB this month. Cause I'm gonna somehow use these things, these tools, to get myself back on track and be more neurotypical.
Well, it is September 1st and you did get a lot done today.
It is September 1st and I did get a lot done today. It's my anniversary today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someone you haven't been with for more than you've been married.
Yeah. We've been married for 12 years. And we have not been together for 7 of those 12 years.
You've been together. You've been separated for longer than you have together your entire marriage.
Yeah, because we were married for 5 years before I called it quits.
Before I said, you're a lazy piece of shit and get out of my face.
Oh my God, I did not say that.
No, I did. You're right. You didn't. I did.
Oh my God. And like, he still hasn't done the paperwork.
I think you're just, it's like the thing with me and Ryan. You're just going to have to get it done. You're going to have to take care of it.
But I did. I'm going to have to figure out how to do it from here.
Yeah.
And it's just frustrating to me. But I made the comment, this is why we're not together. Because I literally could not count on him to do anything.
So this definition of executive dysfunction has a word that I hate because I can't ever say it right.
Okay.
Executive dysfunction is a behavioral... That's the word I can't... Behavioral.
I can't say it either, so I'm not gonna fix it for you.
Behavioral. I hate that word. Behavioral symptom that disrupts a person's ability to manage their own thoughts, emotions, and acts. It's most common with certain mental health conditions, especially addictions, behavioral disorders. There it is again. Brain development disorders and mood disorders.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So that's what executive dysfunction is. I've never heard of that until just now.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks. Because
it's basically a form of ADHD, right?
Yes. So sometimes I get stuck in like a loop where I'm on my phone, but I don't want to be on my phone. I want to be doing something else, but I just can't seem to get out of the loop of just being on my phone. And it's really aggravating. I really fucking hate it.
I have that issue, but I also have the ability to not like not even look at my phone when I'm working.
Yeah, like I can do that too. But like if I'm already, it's one of those things where like I'll pick up my phone to respond to a message, right?
Oh yeah. And then you get like, you go in, you're like, well, I'm here. I can just go to, let me just go to TikTok for a few minutes.
Yes.
And then you're on TikTok for an hour and a half. It's like, oh shit, I was doing something.
Yes. But then I'm already there and I'm just like, well, whatever it was that I was doing obviously must not have been that important. So, and then I'm like, no, but actually I really need to stop doing this. But then I just keep getting distracted by the thing that's on my phone. And then it just, yeah. Yeah. So it's really difficult for me to pull myself out of that, which is why I try not to watch a lot of TikTok anymore. But like I get stuck other ways too.
I guess so. I don't have that issue. But I do realize it's like, well, I will. So like today I was running a report in my computer and I was like, well, while this report is running, I'll just check my computer or my phone and check TikTok and play with TikTok for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the report finished. I was like, okay, I'm done with TikTok now. Get back to the report.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't have that.
I can do that sometimes, but it's harder when it's something I need to do for me.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's because you don't love yourself, Sarah.
Ouch. I do too love myself. I'm working on it. It's just, it's...
Okay. Working on it does not equate to it's there, Sarah.
No, like, I do... Okay, first of all, listen. I've worked very, very hard to get to the point where I am right now. Okay. I love my body. And like, that's a huge deal. And so I'm definitely going to say that I love myself.
Well, I'm proud of you for being able to say that, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That didn't sound very sincere, but
it didn't. But it's okay. I know you, so. I gotta finish writing my book of poetry because I said I wanted to publish it by my birthday this year.
Which is in a couple weeks.
Yup.
And it's on a Friday. Wait, no, that's August, so.
No, my birthday's on a Monday this year.
Ew. Yom Kippur. It's on Yom Kippur.
My birthday's on Yom Kippur this year?
Yeah.
Dang.
Apparently. The 25th, right?
Yeah, the 25th, yeah.
Yeah.
It's National Lobster Day. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but we can look at some of the holidays. It's also Math Storytelling Day, National Comic Day.
National Comic Day, hey.
National Cooking Day, and National Family Day.
Aww.
And then the 26th is Johnny Appleseed Day.
I love that.
And National Dumpling Day, along with National Pancake, Love Note, and National Voter Registration Day. Speaking of, for those of you listening, if you are not registered to vote, please do and take care of that before the next election in 2024.
Yes.
Next year.
Yep.
Unless you're voting a Republican, then don't.
If you're voting Republican, why are you listening to this podcast?
Right? Yeah. Seriously. I mean, you can listen to it, but at least, like, try to think about what you're doing. And
yeah, like, if you're listening to it, please take some of what we're saying to heart.
And on voting day, act like Mitch McConnell and just freeze. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Sarah's laughing so hard that it's cutting out her microphone. Listen, I don't like to joke about someone when they're obviously having mental health issues, like mental deficit mental health issues.
Uh-huh.
But that turtle deserves everything. Well, that's exciting. Do you want to go to our turn of phrase?
Yeah.
So the last week we went over give a cold shoulder, which was interesting. Mm-hmm. This week it's go the whole nine yards, and it means try your best at something. And the origin is during World War II, the fighter pilots were equipped with 9 yards of ammunition. When they ran out, it meant that they had tried their best at fighting off the target and with the entirety of their ammunition.
Dang.
There you go.
That's a lot of ammunition.
It is. Also, 9 yards. I want to go back to one that I skipped, apparently. Bury the hatchet.
Ah.
To stop a conflict and make peace. And it dates back to early times North America when Puritans were in conflict with Native Americans. When negotiating peace, the Native Americans would bury all their hatchets, knives, clubs, and tomahawks. Weapons were literally buried and made inaccessible.
Wow.
So that's why we always find like hatchets and like Native American stuff buried. That's interesting. I wonder why we skipped that one.
I don't know.
It was after Turn a Blind Eye. And before Give a Cold Shoulder. Interesting. All right, cool. Well, we already talked about what we're doing this weekend. And we're almost at the end of the turn of phrase. So I'll have to find some other options after. There's one, two. There's two more.
Dang.
So, not next week or the following week, but after that, I'm going to have to find a new one.
We're going to have to start outsourcing.
Yeah. We're going to have to, I mean, people aren't interacting with us at all, but we could ask people that are listening to actually interact with us. But that won't happen. You lazy pieces of shit.
Oh, yes. That's going to make them support us. Uh-huh. The listeners.
Well, do you want to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, or don't forget to follow or subscribe. Leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. And feel free to follow us on our social medias. Our Instagram and Twitter handle, whatever it is called, X, whatever, is at Now About That Pod on all socials. I'll just say that. If there's a specific topic or something you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com or visit our website at www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. And we also have a phone number that you can either send a text or leave a voicemail. The phone number is 765-557-4170. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on Labor Day Monday. Enjoy your Labor Day off if you have it off. And if you're working, put in half the effort.
Exactly.
Well, Sarah, have a great weekend.
You as well.
Enjoy working.
Sure.
All right.
You enjoy your weekend.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.